Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Subhadra Ramachandran with the news at 9. The headlines. US and Israel continue coordinated attacks in several Iranian cities. 57 students killed in strike on a girls' school in Minab city of Iran. Tehran retaliate with strikes on Israeli and U.S. military targets across Gulf region. India calls for dialogue and diplomacy to de-escalate tensions in the region, asks its nationals in West Asian countries to remain vigilant in view of fast-evolving situation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Micron Technologies semiconductor plant at Sanand in Gujarat, says event marks a milestone in country's journey towards technology leadership. 21 people killed in massive explosion at firecracker manufacturing unit in Kakinada district of Andhra Pradesh. And in cricket, Jammu and Kashmir scripts history by clinching maiden Ranji Trophy title, defeating Karnataka in final at Hubballi. The United States and Israel continue their coordinated attacks in several cities in Iran, significantly intensifying tensions in the West Asia. The strikes came amid heightened tensions between the United States and Iran over a potential nuclear agreement. Earlier in the day, U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed in a video message posted on a social media platform that Washington has begun a military campaign against Iran to defend the American people and protect its core national security interests.
The United States military began major combat operations in Iran. Our objective is to defend the American people by eliminating imminent threats from the Iranian regime. From Lebanon to Yemen and Syria to Iraq, the regime has armed, trained, and funded terrorist militias that have soaked the earth with blood and guts. And it was Iran's proxy, Hamas, that launched the monstrous October 7th attacks on Israel. It was brutal, something like the world has never seen before.
President Trump said Iran's menacing activities directly endanger the United States, its troops, bases overseas, and allies throughout the world.
To the members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, the armed forces, and all of the police, I say tonight that you must lay down your weapons and have complete immunity, or in the alternative, face certain death. So, lay down your arms, you will be treated fairly with total immunity, or you will face certain death.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a video message addressed to the nation, also confirmed a joint military operation, dubbed Operation Lion's Roar, against Iran, describing the action as necessary to remove what he termed as an existential threat posed by the Iranian regime. Explosions have been reported in multiple Iranian cities, including the capital, Tehran. The strike took place near offices of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in Tehran. Some international news agencies have reported that Iran's Defense Minister Amir Nazirzadeh and Revolutionary Guards Commander Mohammad Pakpour are believed to have been killed in attacks. Meanwhile, Iranian media reported death of 57 students, while 60 others were injured in an Israeli strike on a girls' elementary school in Minab in the Hormuzgan province of southern part of the country. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said the attack on a girls' school will not go unanswered. Iran's National Security Council has advised residents to leave the capital, Tehran. Following the attacks, Iran has shut down its airspace and mobile phone services has been disrupted. Iraq has also closed its airspace following Israeli airstrikes on neighboring Iran. In retaliation, Iran has struck all Israeli and U.S. military targets in the West Asia with missiles. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed that it has targeted Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar, Al Salem Air Base in Kuwait, Al Dharfa Air Base in the UAE, and the U.S. 5th Fleet Base in Bahrain. In Syria, 4 people were killed and several others injured when an Iranian missile struck a building in the southern city of Sweida. UAE has confirmed that shrapnel falling on a residential area in Abu Dhabi resulted in the death of one person of Asian nationality. Following the attacks, Dubai Airport has suspended all flight operations until further notice. On the other hand, Israeli military has also confirmed that Iran has launched 35 ballistic missiles at Israel since this morning. Israel has banned public gatherings, shut schools and workplaces, and moved hospital patients to underground facilities. Defense Minister Israel Katz declared a state of emergency across the country, warning the public of Iranian missile and drone attacks. In a statement, Iran has declared that it will respond to the United States and Israel with authority and strength, asserting its right to defend itself against what it described as a military assault on its sovereignty and territorial integrity. The Iranian government also called upon the United Nations and its Security Council to take what it termed immediate steps in response to what it described as a breach of international peace and security resulting from the U.S.-Israel military action. India has expressed deep concern at the recent developments in Iran and the Gulf region and urged all sides to exercise restraint, avoid escalation, and prioritize the safety of civilians. The External Affairs Ministry stressed in a statement that dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate tensions and address underlying issues. It emphasized that sovereignty and territorial integrity of all states must be respected. Meanwhile, India has issued advisories for its nationals residing in West Asian countries, asking them to avoid unnecessary travel, take due care and remain vigilant in view of fast-evolving situation in the region. Air India and IndiGo have also suspended its flights to all destinations in the region. In view of the potential impact of the West Asia's situation on international air operations, airports across India, particularly major international gateways, have been placed on operational alert to manage potential flight diversions, unscheduled landings and passenger facilitation requirements. The decision was taken during a high-level review meeting conducted by Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan. Several countries and organizations, including Russia, France, Oman, Qatar, Kuwait, and the European Union, have reacted strongly to the ongoing conflict in the West Asia region. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Micron Technologies state-of-the-art semiconductor assembly test and packaging ATMP facility at Sanand in Gujarat this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "The inauguration of the facility marks the commencement of commercial production and shipment of the first made-in-India semiconductor memory modules from the Sanand facility." He said the event signifies a historic milestone in India's journey toward global technology leadership.
माइक्रोन की इस एटीएमपी फैसिलिटी में कमर्शियल प्रोडक्शन की शुरुआत ग्लोबल टेक्नोलॉजी वैल्यू चेन में भारत की भूमिका को मजबूत करने वाली है। आज भारत बहुत तेजी से ग्लोबल सेमीकंडक्टर वैल्यू चेन का हिस्सा बन रहा है। आज का भारत पॉलिसी से लेकर प्रोडक्शन तक किस अप्रोच के साथ आगे बढ़ रहा है वो यहाँ दिखता है।
The Prime Minister reiterated India's commitment to the semiconductor sector, noting that so far, 10 projects have been approved under the Semicon India program.
अभी तक Semicon India program के तहत कुल 10 projects को मंजूरी दी जा चुकी है। इनमें से Micron के अलावा तीन और projects भी बहुत जल्द production शुरू करने वाले हैं। और हम जो semiconductor ecosystem बना रहे हैं, वो किसी एक region तक सीमित नहीं है। ये pan India है। यानी विकसित भारत के नए टेक हब्स देश के हर हिस्से में विकसित किए जा रहे हैं।
Speaking on the occasion, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "Semiconductor industry is a foundational sector, and that India has firmly established its presence on the global map."
आज भारत सेमीकंडक्टर इंडस्ट्री में
Today India has firmly established itself on the global map in the semiconductor industry. In the past decade, India has increased its electronics manufacturing capacity 6 times and boosted electronics exports 8 times. Today mobile phones have become one of India's top exported items.
आज मोबाइल फोन भारत के टॉप एक्सपोर्टेड आइटम्स में से एक हो चुके हैं.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched a nationwide campaign for human papilloma virus HPV vaccination for girls aged 14 years at Ajmer in Rajasthan. The campaign was formally initiated by administering the HPV vaccine to 5 girls. The Prime Minister also launched several development projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees. Artificial intelligence, AI, is playing a transformative role in the service sector by enhancing customer experience, streamlining operations, and improving decision-making through advanced data analytics. The recently concluded India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi highlighted how artificial intelligence is rapidly reshaping the service sector, such as hospitality, healthcare, retail, banking, and logistics. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News during the summit, Ankush, founder of CoRover AI Bharat GPT, said his product is a purpose-led family of models designed for different domains.
Bharat GPT is a purpose-led family of models.
Bharat GPT is a purpose-led family of models designed for different domains. Enterprises use it to build their AI-based solutions and AI agents, aiming to promote ease of doing business and ease of living.
Ease of living ko badhawa mile.
The Election Commission has published the incomplete final voter list in West Bengal after special intensive revision of electoral roll. The list has been released in accordance with the Supreme Court's directive and the Election Commission's guidelines. As per the incomplete roll, the total number of voters stands at 7,04,59,284. Altogether, 63,66,952 names have so far been removed from the state's voter list. The concerned voter can submit claims and objections within the next 15 days. In Andhra Pradesh, 21 people were killed and 13 others were injured in a massive explosion at a firecracker manufacturing unit at Vetlapalem village of Samarlakota in Kakinad district today. We have more from our correspondent.
The blast occurred around 2 p.m. near the Godavari canal when 34 workers were inside. Police, fire, health and emergency teams rushed to the site and launched rescue operations. Police have so far identified 20 of the deceased. The injured were shifted to the hospital, where several are reported to be in critical condition. Chief Minister and Chandrababu Naidu visited the spot, ordered immediate medical aid and directed relief measures for the affected families. Allu Murli, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
The President, Vice President, Prime Minister and Home Minister have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. In cricket, Jammu and Kashmir have created history by clinching their maiden Ranji Trophy title, defeating Karnataka through first innings lead in the final at Hubballi. After opting to bat, Jammu and Kashmir posted a mammoth 584 in their first innings. With the ball, the Union Territory bowled out Karnataka for 293, taking the decisive first innings lead. Jammu and Kashmir then extended the subsequent lead of 291 in the first innings to 633 in the second innings. The match ended in a draw on day 5, with Jammu and Kashmir winning the match and ending a 67-year wait for a Ranji Trophy title. The Vice President, the Prime Minister and Home Minister congratulated the Jammu and Kashmir cricket team on their triumph in scripting a new chapter in region's sporting history. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Umar Abdullah has announced a cash reward of 2 crore rupees for the team. In the men's T20 World Cup, Pakistan have set a target of 213 runs for host Sri Lanka in a Group 2 clash of Super 8 stage at Palikkale. Earlier put into bat, Pakistan scored 212 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sri Lanka were 8 for 1 in 1.3 overs when reports last came in. And now we before end the bulletin, hit the headlines once again. U.S. and Israel continue coordinated attacks in several Iranian cities. 57 students killed in strike on a girls' school in Minab city of Iran. Tehran retaliates with strikes on Israeli and U.S. military targets across Gulf region. India calls for dialogue and diplomacy to de-escalate tensions in the region, asks its nationals in West Asian countries to remain vigilant in view of fast-evolving situation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Micron Technologies semiconductor plant at Sanand in Gujarat. 21 people killed in massive explosion at firecracker manufacturing unit in Kakinada district of Andhra Pradesh. And in cricket, Jammu and Kashmir script history by clinching maiden Ranji Trophy title, defeating Karnataka in final at Hubballi. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.